All right, so get ready, because today we are going deep into the Gospel of Mark, and more specifically, a lecture by Dr. Mark Jennings. He breaks down two super powerful stories, the calming of the storm and that exorcism of the guy with a legion of demons, you know, the one.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy how those stories, you know, on the surface, they seem like just miracles.
Right.
But they really tell us a lot about Jesus' authority and how people reacted to it.
And the reactions are so interesting because you would think that seeing these miracles firsthand would just make people instantly believe.
Right, of course.
But it's not that simple. Fear is actually like the main response. And that brings up some really interesting questions.
Yeah.
About, you know, how we as humans react when we see something, well, something divine.
Yeah, when it just blows our expectations out of the water.
Yeah.
So Dr. Jennings starts out. He highlights how Mark writes, you know, he really just dives right into the action.
He does.
No long introductions or backstory. It's like, boom.
Into it.
Jesus and the disciples are on a boat, and then suddenly, bam, a storm hits.
And what's really interesting is this one little detail. I don't know if you noticed this. Mark mentions that there are other boats out on the water during this storm, but he doesn't tell us anything else about them. It's almost like a little side comment. You know the kind of detail that someone would just naturally include if they were really there?
Oh, like an eyewitness.
Yeah, exactly. Like if they were really there, it's like a little detail, even if it doesn't really affect the main story.
That's a good point. It makes it feel more real.
Yeah.
But what do you think those other boats mean? It seems too random to just be there.
I mean, it could be Mark's way of introducing the idea of choice.
Oh, oops.
You know, those people in the other boats, they chose to stay further away from Jesus.
To play it safe?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they were playing it safe. They weren't in the boat with Jesus when the miracle happened.
So are you saying that by being closer to Jesus, the disciples were choosing to, well, to kind of risk these powerful and sometimes kind of unsettling events?
Possibly, yeah. It's definitely possible. I mean, following Jesus wasn't always... You know, it wasn't always easy.
Yeah.
And this story, this very first story, kind of really shows that.
Okay, so let's talk about the storm.
Hmm.
The disciples are freaking out, and Jesus is, well, he's just asleep.
Asleep in the back of the boat.
I mean, come on, haven't they already seen him do all this incredible stuff?
Yeah, you'd think they'd be used to it by now.
Why are they so terrified?
I think their fear shows that they just still don't fully get who Jesus is.
Oh, okay.
You know, and that fear might make sense because this is the very first nature miracle that we see in Mark.
But isn't it natural to be afraid in a storm like that?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, even if I knew a miracle worker was right there with me.
Absolutely. I mean, I would be terrified too. It's not about judging them for being afraid.
Right.
But more about seeing how their fear, well, it shows that they don't understand how much power Jesus really has. And it's kind of interesting that Jesus actually gets angry with them for being afraid.
Yeah, I always thought that was a little harsh. Yeah. Why wouldn't he be a little more understanding?
Maybe it's because their fear shows that they don't have faith.
Hmm.
You know, they're focusing on how dangerous the storm is instead of focusing on Jesus, who has power over it.
That's a good point. It is kind of like their fear is insulting, even if they don't mean it that way.
Right.
Okay, so Jesus calms the storm.
Right.
Amazing.
Incredible.
But then we shift gears completely.
Yeah.
We go over to the Gerasenes. That's like Gentile territory.
A whole new area for Jesus' ministry.
A whole new phase, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we meet this guy possessed by a demon.
And Mark's description of this guy is just, it's so vivid and disturbing. He lives in the tombs. He breaks chains. He's hurting himself. It's this powerful image of how destructive spiritual darkness can be.
Yeah, that's a heavy image.
It is.
And yet, even when faced with this scary dude, Jesus is just calm.
Yeah, totally in control.
Yeah.
And the demons, unlike the disciples, they know exactly who they are dealing with.
Right.
Immediately they know. They beg him not to torture them.
Which is kind of wild because they seem to be afraid of the exact thing they're doing to this man.
Yeah. It's like they're terrified of the very thing that they're inflicting on him.
So what do you make of that?
I think it says a lot about what evil really is. It's self-destructive. It can't keep going forever.
Mm-hmm.
It can only exist in darkness and fear.
Okay.
And when there is real power, real light shows up, it hides, it shrinks back.
So Jesus asks the demon for its name, but he already knows, right? It's not like he needs the information.
He doesn't need the information. The demons have already given up.
Why is that part so important then?
Because it's not about the information. It's about revealing something. You know, the name itself, Legion, shows us just how big the problem is. We aren't dealing with just one thing. This isn't a single demon. This is a whole bunch of them.
A whole army.
Yeah. A force that has taken over this guy's life.
Wow. Yeah. And that name, Legion, it really shows how much this man is suffering.
Or
it's not like he is just having a bad day. This is like full on spiritual attack.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think it also kind of points to this huge spiritual battle that's going on.
Okay.
You know, it's bigger than just this one guy.
Yeah.
It affects the whole area, the whole world even.
So then Jesus sends the demons into a bunch of pigs and they all run off a cliff into the water and drown. I always thought that part was kind of weird. Why pigs?
Right.
And why such a crazy, violent ending?
It's a very powerful image, isn't it? It's meant to be. I think it has a couple of purposes. First, it really shows you just how destructive those demons are.
Okay.
They bring chaos and death everywhere they go, even to these innocent animals.
Yeah, like just being around them is toxic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And second, I think it really contrasts the demon's fate with the man's freedom. The demons are driven out. They're destroyed. But the man is set free. He's back to normal.
So the pigs are like a sacrifice for the man's healing. It's pretty messed up, but I kind of see it.
It is a disturbing image, but I think that's part of the point Mark's making.
Okay.
He doesn't shy away from how real evil is or how much it costs to be redeemed.
Okay, so the man is healed. He is sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. You would think the people in the town would be happy.
You'd think so, wouldn't you?
But they aren't. They are scared and beg Jesus to just leave. What's that about?
Yeah.
I mean, they just saw a miracle.
It is really interesting, isn't it? I think it shows how strong fear is, especially when it comes from something we don't understand. These people are used to their world, even if it has a dangerous demoniac running around.
They would rather stick with what they know.
Yeah, kind of, because Jesus and his power, well, it shakes things up.
It's disruptive.
Yeah, he makes them question everything they thought they knew, and that can be scary.
So they're basically saying, we like the healing, but can you take your miracle show somewhere else?
Exactly. It's easier to just ignore a problem or deal with it in a way they are comfortable with. It's harder to accept a solution that makes them change how they see the whole world.
So how does Jesus react to them being scared and rejecting him?
He tells the man who was healed to go tell his story, which is really interesting because a lot of times in Mark, Jesus tells people to keep quiet about his miracles.
Why is he doing it differently this time? What do you think?
It could be that Jesus's work is entering a new phase, one that's about reaching out to the Gentiles.
So sending the healed man out to tell everyone what happened is like planting seeds in new ground. Like, go show them what's possible. Show them what real freedom looks like.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. And it really shows how powerful meeting Jesus can be. It's not just about getting rid of a problem or making pain go away. It's about giving people a chance at a new life to make changes in their communities.
So we've got the storm at sea and this demonic storm. Are they connected? They seem really different.
Yeah, they do. I think one of the ways they are connected is through the theme of fear. In both stories, people are scared of Jesus's power. The disciples are afraid of the storm. The people in the town are afraid of the healed man. And even the demons are afraid of Jesus.
Everyone's afraid of something, except for Jesus. He's the only one who's totally calm and in control.
Right. And I think that contrast is really important for understanding what Mark's trying to say.
Yeah.
He's showing us that Jesus has authority over all kinds of storms. Natural ones, spiritual ones, emotional ones, even the storms that we have inside ourselves.
So what does all this mean for us? I mean, most of us aren't going to be in huge storms or meet people possessed by demons every day. How can we use these stories in our own lives?
Well, that's what makes it so interesting. I think the challenge for us is to see the storms in our own lives. You know, the things that make us afraid, anxious, or depressed.
Right.
It might be losing your job, getting sick, problems in your relationships, or even just the general feeling that everything's crazy and we don't know what's going to happen.
It's about looking past the actual events and seeing the deeper meaning.
Exactly. And we have to ask ourselves, how do we react to those storms? Do we let fear and despair take over? Do we try to control everything and everyone around us? Or do we turn to the one who can calm things down and set us free?
It's easy to get caught up in our own problems and forget that there's something bigger going on. Something bigger than us.
And I think that's where these stories from Mark can really help. They remind us that we're not alone in our struggles.
Right.
There's a force for good that's more powerful than any storm we might face.
Yeah, it's like we are being told to kind of change how we see things. To stop being afraid and start trusting, even when things feel out of control.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. You know, it makes me think about those other boats we talked about.
The ones during the storm?
Yeah, the ones who stayed far away from Jesus.
Right. We talked about how maybe they represent choosing to avoid risk, but it's also like they missed out on seeing the miracle.
Exactly. And I think there's a big lesson there for us. Sometimes the best things are on the other side of fear. Sometimes you got to get a little closer to the storm, you know, step out of your comfort zone and trust that Jesus will be right there with you.
It makes me think about the disciples. I mean, sure, they were scared, but they were also right there in the middle of it, experiencing Jesus's power in a way that those other boats couldn't even imagine.
Right. And, you know, it's not just about seeing miracles. It's about being changed by them. Mm. Think about that guy who was healed. He went from being totally tormented to being completely whole. He was given a new purpose, you know, to share his story, to point others towards the one who healed him.
That's a really powerful example of how even our bad experiences, the hard stuff, can give hope to others.
Yeah.
It's like by accepting our own storms and letting Jesus work through them, well, we become part of the solution, part of that ripple effect that brings healing and change to the world.
That's beautiful. And it reminds us that faith isn't just about believing. It's about doing something. It's about taking that step, even when it's scary.
Yeah.
And trusting that Jesus will meet us there.
This has been a really great deep dive. I feel like I understand these stories from Mark so much better now.
Me too. And I hope our listener does too.
I hope so. So to our listener, tell us what really stood out to you. What storms are you going through? And how are these stories helping you to trust in Jesus, even when things are hard or uncertain? Remember, you're not alone. Even a small step towards faith can lead to amazing things. It can lead to a deeper experience of God's power in your life.